All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Zach Green. And as I said, Zach, a local kid, Northern California kid, now playing for the Giants. How about that?
Yeah, you know, it's a dream come true. You know, all the cliches, all bundled into one. But yeah, I mean, it's really cool grinding alongside guys that have won World Series in the past. Yeah.
Well, what an experience. You know, I watch Crawford. And, you know, so he's going to be 32, whatever it is, he is 32. And the range is different. But you watch a major league shortstop, and you played some short in your time, third and first and other positions. You have to catch everything. Everything. You got to catch every routine ball. And he glides and does it. It's amazing when I watch him.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, I was talking with Cunard on the bench the other day. We were just kind of watching the game, observing all the guys out there. Yeah. You know, do their thing, and that was one thing I said. I don't think I've ever seen that guy make an error. He's so consistent, and, you know, I'm glad he's gotten all the recognition he deserves.
Yeah, yeah, and he still can do it. I don't care what the UZR rating.
He's out there. He's out there. He's doing it.
Yeah. I don't care what UZR ratings are. You watch him. I want a guy in the ninth inning who's going to catch the ball.
No doubt. You know, this, like I said, this team's won World Series. They get it done.
All right, very good. All right, we agree on that. All right, growing up in the Sacramento area, Carmichael, Jesuit High School, as I understand. What kind of kid were you? Northern California sports fan?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Sacramento Kings, let's go Kings, Giants fan. But I love just, you know, all sports. Yeah.
When did you come to your first major league game? Do you remember?
Yeah, my first major league game was actually in the Coliseum. I actually got to see Giambi hit his 400th. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, very good. All right. Now, growing up, a little league player, what position did you play? What's your background? We have so many kids who listen to the show.
Yeah. You know, I played mostly shortstop, but all over, pitched a little bit. You know, I think it's important to, especially in today's game, to play as many positions and get comfortable with as many positions as you can.
Yeah. All right. Now, coming out of high school, what happened for you coming out of high school?
Got drafted out of high school by the Phillies, and started my pro career from there.
What was the biggest challenge for you coming out of high school, going into the pros? Had you traveled a lot as a kid, and what was all that like?
Yeah, you know, I think I did fairly well as far as being on my own and taking care of myself. I think just like any high school kid going into the professional game is the everyday grind and mentally showing up because it's your job. And that was the biggest adjustment and, you know, slash learning curve that I went through.
Yeah, were there people in the game who sort of guided you? And we always think of the older players or coaches when you get into the game. So who sort of guided you?
You know, all of them. All the coordinators and coaches with the Phillies, they did a great job. And, you know, there was a lot of high school guys in my class, in my draft class. So it was kind of like a family, you know, growing in a sense. You know, all the coordinators over there did a great job.
All right. You're a hitter. You're a slugger. You know, you get the ball out of the park. You had a tremendous season. Boy, I want to talk about being at home at Sacramento playing there. But how did you develop a hitting style? What kind of hitter are you, were you?
You know, I've always just tried to get the bat on the ball. You know, the learning curves, like we talked about, coming up through the Phillies, it was just being offensive and not being so defensive in the box, standing a little taller, getting the bat head out, and doing damage. But, you know, doing damage is such a vague way to put it. Everyone's path is different, and you got to learn, you know, what it takes for you to get your best self out there in the batter's box.
Do the analytics help you at all? And now we have so much of it in the game. How does it affect you?
You know, I honestly look a little bit about, you know, what are my tendencies and, you know, how I rank among other guys in the big leagues who are having success. Yeah. I like to see that stuff. I like to see where I stand, and because it helps me understand what I'm doing. You know, I don't think there's anything on paper out there that'll let you know exactly what you need to do. But it can help. It can help. Because like I said, it's everyone's journey is different, and it's very personable. And I think that stuff can help if you use it correctly.
Okay. I'm interested in it because it's part of baseball today. It's part of the world today, and we see it in baseball as well. What particular analytic helps you when you look at it? What do you like to look at?
Well, for me, it's hitting goes. I just like to see where I stand, chase rate, and swing and miss in the zone compared to the consistent guys in the league. Sometimes I heard a quote one time, when you're going good, you're not going as good as you think you are. When you're going bad, you're not going as bad as you think you are. So sometimes those things put in perspective of where you're at. So that part I really like. Maybe I might feel like, man, I'm chasing a lot, but, I see it on paper. No, you're fine. And believe it or not, that helps. That really helps.
No, great answer. It's a pleasure to talk to you about that because it is part of baseball today. What do you think about coming to the Giants, how all that came about? Give us a little background on it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously stoked. I minor league free agency, a little weird because, they got, especially this offseason, free agency was wild. I signed with the Giants relatively early compared to a lot of minor league agents, free agents, and, I was beyond excited. I got a call from my agent saying, hey, like, everything you would want in a contract, we're going to get. They like you. You're going to play. There's no time to wait type of thing. And, I was happened to be with my parents, and I got them on speakerphone, and they might have been even more excited than me just because they knew that I'd be in Sacramento. So, it was a really cool day.
Oh, it's great. It's great to have you. All right, so now you I saw a lot of you in spring training, and then, of course, you go to Sacramento, and now you're home. And people talk about playing at home. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. What was it for you?
It was good. It was good. I know the any con that came with playing in Sacramento, I knew the good was going to outweigh the bad, and I mean, even the bad is still good. It's tons of people who want to come watch you play, and but what I liked most was just it was a very good comfort zone outside the field. It was the first time, and not many guys ever get to experience it where, off the field you are home, like you said. Whether it's knowing a quick bite to eat before I go to the field, what's open late after the games. All those little things that, sometimes people don't think about, just kind of made, this season, that much easier, that much more special.
It's great. It's a great story. Zach Green with us. Zach, great story of getting back to the Giants and back in the Northern California area. What was your breakthrough? Because you did crush the ball at Sacramento, and I realize there's a lot of home runs in that league, but you have broken through. What happened?
This offseason, I focused on some mechanical things in my swing where I thought would help approach-wise. I wanted a swing that was fast and quick and could put a ball in play. And I thought that if the more time I have in the batter's box, the better my swing decisions. Therefore, the more balls I will put in play because, hopefully I don't swing and chase balls out of the zone. I think it's going well so far. You're never finished. Yeah. There's always work to be done, and I'm looking forward to continuing grinding.
All right. So, but your first game in the big leagues, come on. Come on. Did you ever think that's going to happen?
I just took that day in stride. Try to do my best, and everyone's telling me to enjoy it, and I did. And then getting two knocks is always good, whether it's your first game in the bigs or just another game.
How many people do you have here for your first game?
I had 8 family members and a lot of friends that were able to make it out. And I really appreciated all the support. It was a long journey here, and it was really cool to see them just as happy.
All right, and I will tell you the at-bat you struck out, the curveball or whatever that pitch was.
It was the heater up in a way that kind of ran away. Yeah, I got it to 3-1, and then he threw a changeup. Changeup for a strike. I thought I was at the top of the zone, and then I ended up chasing Matt's fastball away, which I was not happy about, but, that's baseball, and, he's a good, really good pitcher and a great guy, so, yeah.
I thought it was a ball.
Yes, it was.
All right. Well, great to have you. Best position for you? I guess in the major leagues, any position works. But what's your comfort zone?
Third, just because that's been where I've been playing of late. But, you know, I'll play anywhere if I get out there, you know.
Yeah, all right. Pleasure to have you on. Very nice. Zach Green. All right. Good luck to you, and we'll catch up with you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, did you listen to KNBR as a kid?
I didn't listen to much radio as a kid.
That's not the right answer.
Right. You know, sometimes I don't really have the right answer, so.
All right, he's an honest man. More coming up, KNBR 6A, the sports leader.